Hey there, this is Jasmine Bryant from wellnessbyjasmine.com and welcome to the podcast. If you don't know me, my name is Jasmine Bryant. I'm a certified holistic health coach, Amazon best-selling author, and essential oils educator with doTERRA Essential Oils. And really, all that means is I get to travel around the world teaching people how to be happier and healthier through personal coaching and essential oils. So today I want to chat with you guys about 15 easy lunch tips to help you lose weight. Did you know that your lunchtime habits can really make or break your weight loss plan? So think about what your go-to for lunch probably is. Fast food burgers and fries, which often contain more calories than you need for the whole day. But there are some very simple options that will satisfy your hunger without putting on some extra pounds. So let's chat about how your midday meal can be delicious and nutritious. It won't cost you a ton of money and it won't cost you a ton of time. Okay, so the very first thing you can do is bring your lunch. Prepare it the night before. Now, if you're like me and you spend your mornings rushing around and maybe you're trying to get everyone ready for school and work, just give yourself a head start. Give yourself that permission. Look for recipes you can make before you go to bed. So maybe you can put your smoothie ingredients in a blender jar in the freezer or the refrigerator. So that way you can just hit a button in the morning. Easy peasy, right? Also, try packing up your lunch the night before. Start from scratch. So you could bring a frozen pizza to work. It's really just about the same thing as ordering takeout, but you can switch to Whole Foods and home cooking. So what I used to love to do was to make up my pizza ingredients ahead of time, put them in the freezer, and then when I got to work, I would put the pizza in the toaster oven. So now I have my pizza craving satisfied and I know what's in it because I made it. Focus on plants with your lunch. So try to eat at least half your calories from fruits and vegetables. You can have a variety of sandwiches, salads, soups, and other dishes. If you're not sure what to do, check out my Pinterest board. It's on Pinterest.com. Yes, you can wellness. And you can look at the Wellness by Jasmine board. And you'll have so many great ideas from vegetarian, vegan, to meat. Okay? Easy peasy. All right. If you are wanting hot meals, you're like a sandwich just isn't going to cut it, then master your work microwave, master your work toaster oven. So pack an insulated lunch bag with a thermos with containers of chili, lasagna, soups, all the things that you can quickly heat up. Now, a lot of us love to go out for lunch, so you can still do it, just do it in a different way. So one thing you can do is to seek support. Studies show that we tend to consume more calories at a restaurant if we're with people who are also overindulging. So talk to your coworkers and make a pact to order lighter dishes. Check out the menu ahead of time. If the choices are limited to, say, cheesesteak and buffalo wings, and that's not your thing, then go online before you visit a new restaurant to ensure that they serve grilled fish or pasta with vegetables, something that's going to fill you up without filling you out. Also, eat soup. So whether you prefer minestrone or clam chowder or vegetable, you can find that most lunch places have some sort of soup. And what's really great about soup is that it helps you to slow down so that you can feel full without eating more. Oh, this is one of my favorite tips, is to inspect your salads. Salads can be the biggest bomb on the menu. Some salads turn out to be, honestly, the most fattening item on the menu. So when you're making your salad at work, you know, at a restaurant with your coworkers, just go easy on the bacon, the cheese, the croutons, the creamy dressings. Try to go for more of a lighter vinaigrette. more vegetables than cheese and bacon and croutons, okay? And another thing that you can do is, you know, ask for substitutions. You might, you know, just enjoy your favorite lunch dishes if they have a little less sugar, a little less fat, a little less salt. Now, some restaurants do have no substitution policies, but others are completely happy to accommodate you. So just ask. And then take leftovers back to the office. So many serving sizes are massive in the United States. So just take half your food, push it to the side of the plate, so that way you can take it home for dinner or lunch the next day. So it's a twofer. So here are just some other quick ideas to help you stay on track. So don't skip breakfast or lunch to save calories. That's probably going to backfire. You will usually just end up so hungry toward the end of the day that you raid the vending machine or you overeat at your next meal. You also want to eat mindfully. Paying attention to your food encourages you to make healthier choices and you enjoy your meals more. So leave your desk for lunch, sit down someplace where you can relax, and just forget about the office for a while. I used to love when I worked in Hollywood, I used to love having my lunch and then sitting outside under a palm tree, people watching and enjoying the breeze and the sun. And it just felt really good and it energized me for the rest of the day. So try something like that. Also, walk around a little bit. When you sit too much, it contributes to obesity and back pain. So use part of your lunch hour to stroll around the block or climb the stairs. A bunch of us at one of my TV stations, we would walk around in a big circle around the atrium of our building, and we did that probably, you know, 20 laps just to get the blood flowing. So that's really phenomenal. And there's also the gym. So check out the gyms near your office, and there might be a group discount if you and your coworkers want to work out during the day when the gyms are a little less busy, and take a class. Many fitness centers offer group classes at lunch, and that's designed to get employees back to work on time. So, you know, 45 minutes of cycling followed by a nice green smoothie might just give you more energy for the rest of the afternoon. So, bottom line, enjoy a light and scrumptious midday meal every single day of the week, and these healthy lunch habits will help you lose weight and shape up and feel better. All right. If you have any questions, just reach out to me. My email address is wellnessjasmine@gmail.com. That's wellnessjasmine@gmail.com. Remember, there is no E in Jasmine. I am way too cool for that. And I will see you next time.